Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Fuck yeah, we're back, baby boys. Friday show, live. Live on Fridays. We were doing pre-tapes for a very, very long time, but now we are back to the live format. A lot of changes happening around here, baby boys.
There's a lot of changes happening around here.
Lewis's custody agreement. So we're here live on Fridays.
I need money, so we're making changes.
It's your boy, Lewis J. Gomez, the king of things, the point guard of podcasting. Very happy to be here with the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. What's up, kid?
How you doing, brother?
Ready to party?
Yeah, man. I hope you had a great time this week.
We had a fucking blast, dude. We had a blast. We went skiing over to Camelback Mountain and Resorts, which is fucking really awesome. If you guys haven't been there, I would suggest it. I did not realize that we had good skiing within a couple hours. So, yeah, let's see. Are we live, Shannon?
Yes.
Oh, we are. Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure. There was no... We had a false start before, and I do apologize for that. So, look, lots to talk about on today's show. Two guests, very excited to have back on the show, but two guests now, one.
Yeah.
Two guests now.
We've merged. We've done the Naruto touch.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the Not Good Hates Figs podcast... Not Good Hates Figs is. I named and I said you guys have a deal waiting for you with Gas Digital.
And then you left us to go to Mountainback to fuck your new girlfriend. That's what you did.
I said you guys have a guaranteed deal with Gas Digital. But in a weird way, I like the fact that you did not bow down. You were not beta cucks.
We're the young
guns.
You said,
fuck that, dude. We are the young guns and that's what we are. Fuck you, Lewis. We don't need Gas Digital. We'll just use your studio behind your back, apparently. Yeah. That's okay. The young guns are here.
Yeah!
The pirates of podcasting. The two rootin' tootin' joke slingers in the West. Karate now.
Relax.
No.
Is this what you guys do? You just
this is my second day of this bullshit. Zach is gonna kill himself.
Is this what you guys do?
Yeah,
dude. It's mostly noises.
Dude, Zach is one.
We're mostly targeting babies and infants.
One podcast away from just throwing the air fryer in the bathtub and killing himself.
This is fucking crazy. All right, look, listen to me.
All the podcast that we started like 6-7 years ago. We all should go in a time machine like Avengers and just agree to not podcast so that none of this happens.
Yeah, we're the worst timeline. The Robbie and Figs show.
We created
this is the apocalypse.
I want to knock the cell phone out of Bob Kelly's hand.
Hey, Colin, let's do this fucking podcast.
Right there, just fucking. It's your cousin, Marvin Kelly.
Next time I see Anthony Akumia, I'm going to punch him directly in the face.
Let's get you a dress and some shoe polish first.
Yeah. He's like, I know I shouldn't have trusted a Puerto Rican.
Look, we have a great show planned today. We really do. I have a lot to talk about on today's show. Lots of fun topics here. But let's do our plugs. Let's get our plugs right the fuck out of the way. Obviously, the young guns are here. We're very excited about that. Just calm down a little bit. Just bring it down a little bit, guys. Relax. Breathe a little bit. Let the bits breathe. We'll get there. You think I don't know who's in front of me today? You think I planned something? You think that's the way I work? Come on, baby boy. I know what I'm doing.
All right.
Robbie Goodwin, what else you got to play? You got the Young Guns podcast. Go subscribe. Go subscribe right now. Leave them a 5-star rating, a positive review. Here's what I'm going to do right now. One reviewer this month on the Young Guns podcast. We're going to pick one reviewer, good or bad, doesn't even fucking matter. We're going to give them a free piece of merch from the podcast merch store.
Yeah.
If you leave a review, we're going to pick one at random at the end of the month for these guys. We want to get them number one on iTunes.
Yeah.
These guys are the fucking shit. Right now, go. Brum, brum, brum.
Brula, brula.
Go subscribe, though, and leave them a rating. It does help when you guys review their show. These guys are fucking great. We love having them here. They're going to be very funny, I promise you. They just got to figure it out a little. I'm sure they just got to figure it out. But what else you got to plug, Robbie?
I'm doing Roast Battle at South by Southwest next weekend at the Creek in the Cave. So please come out and support me there. That'll be really fun. And I might be in Boston in April.
I might be.
Weird plug. I don't have a lot of dates, Lewis. So I might be somewhere. I don't know. Someone book me. Any city. Yeah. I'll go there. At Robbie Good on Twitter and Instagram.
Figures.
Hey, what's going on? I'm going to be at Sip Studios in Jersey on the 17th. We're doing a little fundraiser for this project. I'm in Cannoli Fans. It's this mafia parody. If you follow me on Instagram, you know about it. We were on Judge Jerry. All this shit's happening. It's getting a great buzz. Check it out. Go to at Comic Mike Figs on Instagram. You get everything there. And Young Guns, baby. Go to fucking YouTube. Go to Instagram. Go to Twitter. Rob and Figs. Check it out. Support us. We love you guys. Thank you.
Love it. Is that what it is, Rob and Figs?
Rob and Figs is the handle. Yeah,
I like that. Yeah. I like it. Smart. Just because when you figure out that name is horseshit, you guys come to the good side.
We got a back door.
I like it.
Yeah.
Zach Amico.
Follow me on Instagram, Zach is not funny. Back on Twitter, ZA Spook Show. And follow my other shows here on the network. Bye, guys. With Ian Finance, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, and Catalyst Wrestling. Lou?
Live shows this weekend, baby. Tonight and tomorrow. Remember, we are live. This is March 4th and 5th. I think I'll be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club down the shore just two nights. Usually I do a longer run, so come out this weekend. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm very excited about only having to do two shows this time.
Hell yeah.
Come out. It should be great, man. Come out and support. It's going to be a lot of fun. Then the end of the month, I will be at McGuire's and I'll be at the Brokerage out on Long Island. Governor's Comedy Club's out on Long Island. Then April 15th and 16th, I will be with Rich Voss and Robert Kelly in Niagara Falls, New York. April 28th, I'll be at Zany's Comedy Club in Chicago. And I'm also going to be with Big J. I'm doing Washington, D.C. with Big J in April. I don't know the exact date. Go look that up, though. I'll be with Big J in D.C. So come out to that. Lots more dates coming up. I'm going all over the place. I'll be out in California, Texas, Canada. We're going all over the place. This entire summer, me and Zach Amico will be coming to a town near you. And when Zach can't make it, Figs will be there in his place.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude. Bitch! I'm going to be talking about Best Buy, bitch!
Lewis, get ready to go to Best Buy a lot, because Vix needs material.
Make sure you guys support this show directly by subscribing at GasDigitalNetwork.com. You get the entire on-demand library for all of the shows on the network, thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else, all ad-free, uncensored, and in one place. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. You get instant access to everything for free. See if you like it. See if you like the premium service. We have over 800 episodes just of this show. You can go back to the beginning and just binge the Real Ass Podcast for the next 5 years of your fucking life, baby boys. It's a legendary show. At this point, we are debatably the greatest podcast in the world. And I would like to fucking say, and I know people are saying Matt and Shane and Legion of Skanks and blah, 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 blah. No. Real Ass Podcast is where it's at. When all those motherfuckers are too rich to podcast anymore, me and Zach will still be here with you.
Yeah.
It's a fact. Also, guys, go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating, positive review. Do that. We do that every month. We give a free piece of merch. Next month's merch is going to go to the Good Hits Figs guys, though.
Hell yeah.
This month, winner, Big J's Wario. Big J's Wario is the winner of a free piece of merch this month, Shannon.
So their review was, it says, truly real ass, 5 stars, my favorite podcast, and I'm always looking forward to a new episode. They never disappoint.
Fucking real ass, dude. That guy is. That's a fucking real ass dude right there. I love it. Is that it? That's all I got to plug. Right, my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. That's it. I got a lot. I don't know where to start here today. I don't know where to start.
So much, dude.
I know.
We have to finish the contest submissions.
I mean, I think everybody has a question and they just want to know, did you bang out Kim on the slopes or not? I think that's what everybody wants to know. Someone was taking the photos in the hot tub and it probably, and I don't think it was Bobby.
Yeah.
It was you.
You know what's funny? It was Bobby.
It was Bobby? Did Bobby crack
out? We were still skiing. This bitch was putting these thirsty ass photos and we all looked at her like, who's taking those photos? And Bobby was back at the fucking...
Yeah, Bobby!
I can do some work for you, kid. You need some help there? I was reading some things about Instagram engagement. I was thinking maybe your ass. Maybe a picture of your ass. I'll take it.
I got the perfect caption. They're perfect. There you go.
There you go. You should like hire me to do this like all the time. You know, Lewis is kind of not treating me very well, so I could just follow you around and do this.
Dougie, no, we had a great time. And no, look, Dougie, me and Kim are friends. Relax. We're long-time friends. You know, we was a group of friends that went skiing. It was a ton of fun, dude.
Looks fun.
I love it. I love it. And I didn't realize that Camelback, it's so close. I thought you
Kim.
Had
a... Her name is Kim.
I didn't realize that Camelback would be willing to sleep with me the whole weekend. So, whoa, that was a surprise. No, I didn't realize that Camelback was that. That was a great show. you're quick, kid. Yeah, dude, it was actually a really fucking cool resort. I feel like everyone talks shit about the Poconos. Everyone talks shit about like skiing, like the Jersey, Pennsylvania area. So I didn't really ever want to go. So I fucking drove to Killington, Vermont, like a 5-hour drive the first time I went, which was it was also beautiful. But it was great, dude. It was all you ski?
No, not really. No. When I was a kid, I
was going to invite you.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate that.
Just him fucking making noises going down the hill.
What if I crash into this tree?
Hey, quick, do Sonny Bono.
Yeah. How's that?
So yeah, I had a fuck. You never skied, right, Figs?
No.
I used to when I was a kid. My dad's like actually like a really good skier. He does like double black diamonds and stuff.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm terrified. I've been to Mountainback, though. Camelback, I've been there.
You've been to Camelback?
In the summertime, they have like a water park.
That's like...
Oh, no, that's Mountain Creek.
Mountain Creek as well. This is a similar thing. I went to Mountain Creek. But yeah, most of those places have water parks in the summertime.
It's cool though. And how long was it?
That is like it's a high class in the wintertime, like going to like a ski resort, it's like one of the most high class things you could do.
Absolutely.
It's expensive. It's all good looking people. Everyone's fucking, and you can just tell, by the way, you can tell when chicks are hot. They're all covered up, and I could just see a chick. I'm like, that bitch is hot.
Yeah.
For some reason, they have it all
put
together.
Form fitting fucking
sleeping bag thing.
Yeah,
right? Like
if their like pigtails are poking out a little bit. And fucking, it's all matching. You're like, this is a hot bitch. I know
they're on the kid's slope.
Because they're probably rich in athletics. So you're like, fuck yeah.
Yeah. It's a very sexy, sexy group of people. But in the wintertime, it's a classy thing to do. If you go to a ski resort in the summertime, it is just a bunch of fucking garbage buffoons. They're like, we're at a water park.
Oh, God, yeah.
And the snow is, I think it's real snow. they get a machine that shoots the snow in the air. We slide down there.
Dougie, it's fucking...
That's what we do.
Because they have advertisement. It's like, oh, yeah, come and fucking...
Come in the summertime.
Come and ride the ski lift. That's an attraction at the summertime in a fucking...
That's funny, yeah.
Ski resort. It's terrible.
Fuck that.
All right, look, we got to talk about a few things. Should we do Shannon? What are you gonna do? The contest first, or do we want to talk about the Brendan Schaub lawsuit?
Let's maybe do the contest because I feel like we may be able to get through that quicker, and then you can stay with Brendan Schaub as long as you'd
well,
like.
Well, look, first of all, I don't want to stay with.
That's one of the worst things you can hear. You can stay with Brendan Schaub
for as long as you'd like.
Yeah.
Hey, Bobo. Yeah.
Would you rather get accused of rape or stay with Brendan Schaub?
I can't talk.
Well, yeah, I want to talk about this. It's kind of interesting. The lawsuit is pretty interesting. I tried to get Science to call into the show. Let me see if he's...
Size on Z.
What's going on? You guys got to fill me in.
This Brendan Schaub's suing some like YouTuber.
Let's talk about this first. We'll talk about this first, and then we'll do the contest.
Yeah, I'm chopping
afterwards.
At the bits to talk about Schaub.
Yeah, this is a good one. Hold on. Did he fucking message me back? No. You want to call in a rep and talk about Schaub lawsuit? Nothing yet. And by the way, it would be...
Probably
shouldn't, but he already did a whole stream on his own about it.
Good. Yeah,
so.
Good. Brendan Schaub's in the news again. That's what that guy sounds like.
He really is. If you guys don't know him, Science Rage is he's a YouTuber. I've known this guy a long time. I don't know if I did. He asked me to do like an interview on his podcast a while ago or something, but I did it. I actually kind of like. I like his dumb videos.
These are so bad.
He's a mushmouth fucking asshole. He reminds me of if me and Rich Voss had a child, it would be Science Rage. It would be a Puerto Rican fucking.
It's all just like catty gossip. Like Whitney Cummings is acting like a real fool. She's out there. She dyed her hair, and I can't believe it. I can't believe it. She's dancing all around in pink hair. So I just think that this is really crazy. Let me play a clip, and it's like 120p. It's like.
So as you can see, Whitney is dancing around, and Whitney's hair is pink in this show. I don't know. Maybe it's because of D'Elia. Maybe it's not. Who can really say? But I think we're all gonna have a blast.
I gotta see this guy.
Dude, his science, dude, his science is great.
I gotta see this guy.
Pull up Science's channel. He did a video talking about Brendan Schaub's show. Pulling him up, and imagine the ironic part would be if he had us copyright stricken for playing his video on our show.
Can I see a little bit of him talking about Brendan?
Yeah, let's see a little bit of him talking about Brendan Schaub.
Oh boy.
Own any of that.
Oh,
but that spurred the copywriting takedowns.
Oh, yes. Yeah, spoken to.
One of his videos, Chicago. Like his mom comes in the back. I'm not kidding. It's like, turn off that stream.
He has a do-rag.
Oh, I got all my best videos downloaded, by the way.
I keep thinking it's you. I and keep thinking it's you talking.
Dude, your science is pretty good. All right, so we got it.
I never thought I could ever use that impression.
Joe Erotic? That's his name, Joe Erotic. I feel like I've seen
Joe. He follows Erotic. Everyone on Twitter and comments. Here's the thing. Science... He's a fan of this this world for the most part. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I've never gotten a bad vibe from him. He posts our shit all the time.
Okay.
Here's my problem with science.
Just a mush mouth.
Size
on Z.
Size. I have no idea how to say it. Whatever. So
I don't know how to say it.
I played Warzone with him once. Like he's not
good kid.
He's a good kid. He's not a bad guy. He's out there making reactionary videos to things that are happening in the comedy world. A very big part of his channel is reacting to Brendan Schaub and Fighter and the Kid stuff because he knows that Schaub's got a fucking really toxic fan base that hates him, where it's like anti-fans, like they love to hate on him. So much so that he's created a fucking like channel where that's a lot of it. And that's just the truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, which to be honest with you, I'm not like, I don't know, like that's what like Brendan Schaub is such a herb that you've created a channel to sort of capitalize on it, his herbiness.
Yeah.
And that in itself is kind of fucking herby. Do people use the word herb anymore?
What is herb?
I think I know what it means.
I don't know. I'm trying to.
I think I know.
I was using context clues.
Yeah,
every time
you say herb, I'm thinking of the F word. So every time you say herb, I just hear the F word.
It's just, I'm 39 years old. Do you know what herb means, Shannon?
Herb
you're
is like
my
a pussy.
That's like specifically our age range.
What is the definition of herb?
Like
on...
corny, like a cornball?
Kind
you're
of
cornball,
yeah, yeah, kind of like you're a fucking herb. You're a herb,
fucking corny, cornball.
A little bit of cornball, yeah, yeah. That's what I would say. That's a good way to put it.
I have a speech impediment.
What does it say? Urban Dictionary.
It says a person.
Urban Dictionary.
herb and a dictionary.
Most commonly male that is generally considered as uncool or failing to accord with the values or styles of.
Yeah, a herb.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, herb is probably the best way to describe this whole situation, right? Yeah.
What are you gonna start playing Nelly next? Like, what kind of thousand shit is this?
So, but like to latch on to like that, and by the way, we're doing it right now to a certain degree, right? Like, I have to stop myself from talking about people like that because there's certain people you can talk about, like Brendan Schaub, where you'll get clicks just for talking about them. You know, the only reason I'm discussing this is because I know science, and I have my own fucking issue with science, right? So look, so he makes these reaction videos, right? And it's essentially, he goes, you know, the impression's fuckery. Yeah. You're like, this is Brendan Schaub, you know.
They made fun of me on Wheel Lash Podcast today. Let me play the clip.
But that's it.
So as you can
literally
see,
drool you coming out of your mouth, Robbie.
But he doesn't. Here's the thing: he reacts, but it's very often him just presenting the video. Then he plays the whole video,
and that
in
is
its
the
entirety.
Video. That is the video. Thank you very much.
And then he doesn't really give a big opinion on it. He's like, "Tell me what you think in the comments," and I'll see you on the next one.
I need to keep all the children safe this Halloween.
Sponsored by H2O.
It's like a guy trying to do TMZ with like podcast comedians, but bad. Like,
but here's the thing: I watch very often. He posts shit that even I find myself watching because it's little quick snippets of shit about people from our world and peripherally from our world, right? So he does a lot of stuff on Skanks or Opie and Anthony world. He came from the Opie and Anthony subreddit and then sort of trickled down to the Fighter and the Kid subreddit. But a very big portion of his videos are about Brendan Schaub and the Fighter and the Kid, right? So he's kind of going, and he's not, when he posts a video about like Legion of Skanks, the tone of it is kind of like, oh, these guys are funny.
Right.
When he posts a video about Brendan Schaub, he's kind of poking fun of him and making fun of him, right?
Yeah.
So he posts these videos, and I guess what happened was the one video that I guess was the breaking point was he posted a video being like, you know, and I guess the title of it was something along the lines of like Brendan Schaub caught trying to cheat on his wife, right?
Okay.
And he there's a video of Brendan Schaub at a restaurant, like just a security footage, and he goes up to a girl, allegedly goes up to a girl. You don't know. It's literally security footage. It goes up to a girl, gives her a piece of paper, smiles, and then walks away. It's very grainy. It's very pulled back. It could literally be anything in the world.
Who Do fucking you knows? Like me? Yes.
But it could be, like, who knows, right? But he posts this video, right? And I guess that's the straw that broke the camel's back, because Brendan Schaub started taking out a bunch of copyright claims against this guy and actually took a what do they call it? Registered a lawsuit. He started a lawsuit and he's suing him for copyright infringement. He filed a lawsuit. Yeah. He's suing Sions for copyright infringement, which I didn't know you could even do. I didn't know you could on sue somebody camera. For using your. Well, I guess it was the other videos. That one is still up. The security camera footage one is still up. But the other ones were taken down, and I guess you could just sue somebody for anything, right? So I guess it's copyright infringement.
You need a lawyer, though. You have to pay a retainer for a lawyer. You just can't, right? To sue someone, you got to throw a few grand
down.
But
for Schaub, that's a drop in the bucket. For Schaub, that's like $20 for me, right? He's a fucking multi-millionaire, right?
Really?
So for him, here's what's going on, right? I'm deducing. This video of him giving his number to this chick, his wife saw it, freaked the fuck out, and he was like, fuck this dude. I'm sick of this guy saying shit. He bugs him all the time. He probably just doesn't say anything, right?
Pinched his nerve. He got him.
He watches every video this guy does on him, guaranteed. Watches every single video. We all watch shit about ourselves. We're fucking narcissists.
100%.
We all Google ourselves. We all search ourselves on Reddit. Every one of us, and if they say they don't do it, they're lying. I'm telling you right now, it's unquestionable.
Everybody vanity searches. But at this point in our experience, we've come to realize athletes don't have a lot of humility about themselves.
Well, good looking professional athlete, like
they don't take shit the way we take
shit. Or Brendan Schaub.
But his life, for the most part, has been like, you know, he's a tall, athletic dude. He's good looking. I don't know that he's from any sort of privilege, but for some, I don't know why, when a white guy gets into professional sports, I assume he comes from a privileged home. When a black guy does it, I'm like, dude, this is a final out.
Brendan's white. He can't tell what he's a mutt.
I don't know.
He's Hawaiian or something.
That's a good point. I have no idea. But regardless. He's been gifted, you know, the ability to be a professional athlete. That's a gift. Yeah, you have to work hard, obviously, but you're just, you know, the physical prowess and how big he is and how athletic he is, that's a fucking gift from the gods. So, and he's a good-looking dude. He's a charming guy. He's, you know, he does comedy. Yeah. He does podcasts. For, you know, you may hate him. People hate on him, and they don't like him. They don't think he's funny. But some chicks do. Trust me. I promise you there's some chicks out there that'll suck his cock right off his body, including Shannon. I see her in the fucking I see her in the back right now drooling like a fucking pig.
Mike, what would Shannon say to Brendan Schaub if he met him?
Hey Schaub, listen, if you want, you can come in to the Real Ass Podcast. Where'd you get your jeans from? Is that Fashion Nova Men?
Oh, I went to Abercrombie and Fitch.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool, but listen, if you don't mind coming closer, I have an itch on my breast. Can you scratch
it? Oh, let me get that for you. You want me to punch it for you?
Oh, my God. It's actually, that feels kind of good. Would you mind massaging my feet and sucking on my toes?
Callan does this, but the women don't ask him first.
Yeah, well, you have all my consent. What's this piece of paper that you want me to sign? Anyways, Lewis.
So either way, this guy's been this guy, and also like Red Bar was like so critical. Like people, you mention Red Bar to certain comedians, and you see they're shook. Like they're like, "Whoa, Red Bar, is he behind me?
They're afraid of me. They can't stand it. Comedians.
Do you do a great impression of everybody that nobody knows?
Yeah. Is that what's
going on here? You should hear his Robbie Goodwin.
That's Zach Amico. This guy gets it.
He's on fire. Wow.
Doggy. So Schaub gets fucked with out of any comic that I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen somebody get more hate than Brendan Schaub. The only thing comparable was Opie, when Opie and Anthony were breaking up. The only thing that I've seen even close to comparable, right? So there's something about this guy that it just rubs certain people the wrong way.
A lot of people.
And I'm not even Callum saying
was also rubbing people the wrong way.
Oh, shit.
Hey, let me get in there.
Oh, shit.
I'm gonna put my hands on it. I'm gonna rub it down.
Like, no. It's like he has like those things that he does.
Oh, yeah. In Afghanistan, they just let you fuck women.
Can you guys just do instead do Sebastian as do Sebastian as Callan? It's just a better impression.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, he said his bad things about me. What is wrong with you? My father taught me how to touch women.
Young Guns. Young Guns. That's, by the way, that's the Young Guns sound effect now.
Yeah.
Young Guns voice.
So, Brandon Shaw.
So.
Brandon.
Shaw, his wife. His wife. Brandon, are you cheating on your wife?
You cheating on your wife? She's gorgeous. Why are you done?
You ever go to Chipotle?
You ever
cheat your wife to Chipotle?
Don't cheat on your wife, but if you do, go to Chipotle.
I'm like, what is she doing?
All right. So bring it.
Science, what are you doing? Take down your videos.
All right, relax. Hold on. So,
Zach is ready to snap.
I want a trank gun.
They're good, but you got to pull them in.
Yeah.
If you let them go, they'll just go.
They're going to pull me.
So, Schaub is like, these people are fucking with him, and he takes it every day. He has to act like, and he also has to act like it doesn't bother him, because he doesn't have a moment of like humility where if he also just came out and was like, dude, it fucking hurts my feelings when you guys are saying this shit, dude. It would almost make him a little more likable.
Yeah.
But he doesn't, and that's fine. He, you know, pretends to not read the comments, which is a complete fabrication. And everyone reads the comments.
Have you ever spoken to him? Has he ever been on Skanks?
I've only spoken to him one time. He was very nice. Okay. So that's why I've never really shit on him. People are like, why don't you shit on Shaw? Why don't you trash the special? I was like, because he was a nice guy. I don't have a problem with a guy that is nice and, you know, like, no, I didn't buy his special, but I don't buy anybody's specials. Yeah. You know, I bought Louis' special. That's the only special I bought in like 10 years.
Buy my special.
All right, real quick, we must take a moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is YoKratom.com. YoKratom, for those of you who are over the age of 21 and already in the market for Kratom, they're the best company to buy your Kratom from. You don't have to go to a gas station or some smoke shop to buy your Kratom. You get it delivered to your door at the best possible prices. How much, Zach?
Just $60 a kilo. And you know what? With all the bullshit going on in the world right now, prices on everything are going up. Your rent, your groceries, everything. You know what's not going up this year? The $60 kilos from our friends at YoKratom.com.
Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you right now, go there right now. Grab a kilo. You don't need to use a promo code. They got the best price possible. Just a $60 kilo at YoKratom.com. Let them know that we sent you from the Real Ass Podcast. All right. Where were we? So he said, fuck this, dude. He's like, you know what? This guy's been, he was like, I'm going to copyright claim it. You know what? I'm going to spend $5,000 on a lawyer, right? Dropping the bucket for me means nothing, just so I can fuck with this guy back. Mm-hmm. He's not going to win a lawsuit. There's nothing to win here. I mean, he can prove lost wages. How did he lose any money?
Defamation of character?
So I guess you can say this, right? He gets paid for the
YouTube revenue.
The YouTube revenue, right? Mm-hmm. So I guess, and honestly, he does have a lot of YouTube views. You get paid a decent amount of money through YouTube. So I guess maybe there is a case that he could say these clips that he's showing, they could be clips that Schaub's showing that would trend on a much larger scale and be worth that much more money to him. I guess there actually is genuinely an argument there, but it's not about the money.
Yeah. Schaub, it's about holding this fucking guy up.
Schaub's going, yeah, you know what, dude? Spend the next fucking few weeks or months of your life dealing with this. Go get a lawyer or fucking pay me because I have a really, really, really good lawyer.
Yeah.
And it was sort of in a weird way, a real ass fucking move.
It's a big dick move.
Yeah. Am I giving Brandon Schaub real ass dude of the week? I kind of have to.
I mean,
real ass dude. Real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's friend. He's a real ass dude.
Real ass move. You know, look, and if you're Brandon Schaub and this guy and all these people are training you every day, you know, you're sick of it.
It just got to suck to be in that big gorilla body.
Yeah.
And go, I could eat, like, I would kill snap these guys. You in half and eat you. And every day you just got to walk around with that power.
Yeah.
So that's really what's going on here. I don't think he's going to, maybe he will win a lawsuit. I don't even know. I don't know really enough about the lawsuit per se to really comment on it. And I don't really know how it works. You know, is Brandon Schaub going to, because we were looking up like information before, I guess you have to sue somebody in the state that they live in. So is Brandon Schaub going to go to Massachusetts, which I believe that's where Science is from? I don't know. Is he going to follow it through that much, or is he just going to fuck with this guy a little bit? I think probably so. But here's the thing, right? So the angle on this, that a lot of other YouTubers and people are taking, is Brandon Schaub is suing a small YouTuber for making fun of him.
Mm-hmm.
It's not exactly that. Like, it's not, and it's very easy to put it that way. And like I said, I like science. I don't. I know science more than I know Brendan. I like science more than I like Brendan. You know what I'm saying? I'm a pretty loyal fucking dude. I don't give a shit.
How
I would say
know science, by the way.
I just know him through the world of Twitter and podcasting, and you know, I played video games with him once. I did his podcast once. He's a nice.
The UAV. Do you want me to put the UAV on?
I be playing Call of Duty today. Why do you, that would be crazy.
Why didn't you buy the loadout?
So I played Warzone with Lewis today. Ping him. It is crazy.
What do you mean he's over there? You have to ping him so I can see him. You have to ping him. I'm out.
So, but here's the thing. Science, he posts our videos all the time. And when we did the Legion of Skanks, the Nikki Glaser bit where we made our own parody songs.
Oh, that was great.
So funny, right? So we did it on Monday night, Legion of Skanks. We're putting out our own clips. We put the clips on like Tuesday or Wednesday. The show ends. Science already has a reaction video to it, right? And it's a 15-minute long reaction video where it's him going, "This was great." And then he just plays our video. He plays our video in its entirety, and he goes, "Signing off."
So Nikki Glaser's gonna have a lot of fun with that if she ever sees it. Yeah. All right, good night, everybody.
So we reach out to him because we don't want to copyright people's channels, you know, because we know that people, you know, he's trying to make money or whatever. Yeah. So we say, "Hey, dude, we don't mind that you're posting some of it, but this is the entire segment. This is a clip that we're putting out tomorrow." Yeah, we said this to him. We messaged him. I didn't. Bobby Hutch did.
Yeah.
Like we're putting out this entire clip tomorrow on our YouTube channel. So if could you just put out a shorter version of it? We don't care that you put our shit out. We never do. He fucking doesn't say shit to us. He doesn't respond. So we took out a copyright claim.
Nice.
What?
Now they didn't bump the video because I guess it was because it was him reacting.
It's fair use.
Because you had a public defendant and not a real lawyer.
We didn't have a trial lawyer.
Lewis showed up in a fucking briefcase and tie. I'm defending myself.
we had Shannon defending us. And fucking, she does not.
Your Honor, I declare.
Objection, Your Honor. My tits are really sore.
Yeah,
I can't do that. I'm sorry. Oh, fuck.
Shannon, are you coming?
Relax. Shannon, pull up our defense.
You're out of order. This whole court's out of order. Lewis, I don't think he can handle the truth.
So the point that I'm making, though, is like we didn't copyright him for making fun of us. That was what was going on. We copyrighted him because he was using our copywritten shit, and we actually monetize it, and we have a show, and we have a premium platform in Gas Digital that we want people to go subscribe to. So we put out a short clip so people go like, oh, cool. That looks awesome. We want to subscribe. This seems fucking like a great network to be a part of. So there's another side of it. So when it's very easy to just paint it as Brendan Schaub sues comedian for, you know, making fun of him. But there's a business side of it as well. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like, I mean.
But the core of this issue seems to be the wife thing.
The cheating on the
where
wife.
Where did he get footage of him?
Does anybody know where he got the footage from the restaurant? Somebody else probably posted it, and then Science probably put it on his channel, which made it blow up.
Right. I think it was a big Fighter and the Kid. I don't know the full story, but I think it was probably like on the Fighter and the Kid subreddit, and then Science like scooped that clip and put it on his YouTube. And then Brendan maybe didn't see it till Science posted it. Yeah. I don't know.
Which, by the way, also, can we be fucking honest about something? I don't know, dude. You're kind of breaking guy code, bro. Come on,
don't
dog.
Pull out of dude.
Nah, I'm not being an asshole here, but it's like Science. Are you fucking faithful? Come on, doggy. You're gonna tell me you're like a Puerto Rican guy from Boston? It ain't happening, okay? Yeah. No dudes are fucking faithful.
Yeah, I mean, stop blowing up my side pieces. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think he's getting a lot of tail. so he's a little jealous, maybe.
Yeah, I think he lives with his mom, right?
Jen.
One Reddit post that said he was caught on a Super Bowl party live stream.
Oh, a Super Bowl party live stream. Cameras are everywhere, dude.
So stupid. Why would you do that? Cameras everywhere, but she's hot. You know what? Like, don't.
But no, dude. Here's the thing. As a dude.
Fuck that. We don't know what that piece of paper said.
We don't know what that piece of paper said, bro.
I don't know what the fuck he said. There's nothing incriminating.
In fact, it probably wasn't from cheating.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
He was dropping the check. He might be a waiter there.
By the way, ladies, guys almost never cheat.
Yeah.
No, dude.
So,
yeah.
Whatever he put in crayon on that note between him and that woman. Yeah, on that Blue's Clues notepad. Whatever was on that thing.
Slipped her a fucking Thomas the Tank Engine Hallmark card.
It was, if you're out there being a fucking dude, you know what I'm saying? You have to assume that other dudes, you don't have to watch out for other dudes.
Yeah.
You got to watch out for chicks. You got to watch out for fucking some other snake in the grass, dude, that's trying to fuck your chick.
Science is texting Schwab's wife, are you okay?
So I have a shoulder to cry on. Matt Maron.
I'm just saying, you know, the guy's out there. I don't give a fuck if he cheats on his wife at all. I hope he does. I don't get, if I was I'm a fat old piece of shit and I cheat on every girl that I've ever been in love with. Yeah. I'm a scumbag. I'm a fat roly-poly fuck. I barely speak. You're just fatter. I understand from your perspective that I'm not fat.
Yeah. But. Me, you're amazing. Can you see your penis?
But am I going to judge Brendan Schaub?
A goddamn stallion of a human being.
Yeah. He's part...
UFC OG.
he's a giant horse of a man.
Yeah.
His dick is probably the size of my forearm. Am I going to fault that man for trying to go and use it? Fuck that. Science, that wasn't cool, bro.
Yeah.
I'm Team Schaub now.
Schaub's got a big ass cock.
He's got a horse cock.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that I mean, look.
Yeah,
he pissed
a nerve. He did something.
I've heard that the only time Schaub will ask a video to be taken down is if it's related to infidelity. So I think that this is clearly like a...
For real?
That subreddit really tries to go after him for that.
Who's he dating?
He's married to some hot chick. I don't even know her name.
Mamacita, I think.
Just some fucking smoking hot she was, I think, before she had children. I don't know if she is still. I think she's still hot. She's still probably hot. Yeah. Even hot chicks, when they have kids, are still
hot. She's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, she's hot.
Yeah, she's hot.
Dicey.
She's hot.
So I don't give a fuck if a guy is. I assume everybody, every good looking person with money, I'm assuming is cheating.
Yeah.
I don't judge them for that at all.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I assume most celebrities are in like open things, basically. You know?
Obviously not this. Every time he fucking shut down his Twitter for 2 days. Every time Science Rage comes in with another hot take.
Okay. If your marriage is undone by Science, it's like
it's a security footage from Starbucks. Oh, look who that pulled.
So I was looking at the Dave & Buster's security feed as I do every day, and you won't believe who comes in, but Brendan Schaub.
Who would have thought we would find Brendan Schaub in the Jamba Juice security footage.
I mean,
subwedding.
Look at that. It's crazy that he was at the McDonald's ball pit.
Science on the case.
The playpen at Burger King closes at 7, but somebody was there at 7:05.
Now, wait here, you see Schwab's car driving in. And then 1 minute later, you see this young lady's car driving one after him. It's like Cheaters, that show. They have like the footage.
It was poorly done, So here's the security cam footage.
I wonder what they're doing on the monkey bar.
Somehow noise on a noiseless security cam footage.
So, I mean, look, it's. I'm sure Science will be okay, if he's got a GoFundMe.
He has a fair use.
If he's got a GoFundMe thing for a lawyer, I'll retweet it. He should.
He's going to have to figure something out, yeah.
I'll retweet it. I like Science, but... Doggy, if you're gonna continuously poke at somebody,
Also, let's take in fact from the picture of Schaub's wife, that is a very Hispanic woman.
He wakes
social
up
social media,
dude. He literally wakes up to her punching him directly in the nose.
Unplugging the fridge.
It's just the Goodfellas Karen with the gun to his head every single morning.
You can't
put the gun down, Karen.
So you gotta understand, at that point, in a weird way,
that's a line though. You can't fuck with somebody's marriage.
You can't. I mean,
these guys. I mean, that's the thing.
My thing is like, it's not just making fun. If you're just making fun of the guy, it's like one thing. But if you're actually actively going
trying
out of
to
the
fuck
way,
his wife
because
up.
People will reach out to his wife, they'll send her the videos. It's like it's a different fucking thing. I get that it's, fans are, people are trying to be funny, but, he's got kids.
Yeah.
And I don't give a shit. And anyone to sit there on the moral high ground of like, oh, who's cheating like a piece of shit? Shut the fuck up, you pussy.
Yeah.
You
they fucking. Don't, they don't get any pussy. Yeah.
That's 100% the truth. And I'm saying you shouldn't cheat. I would like to be a guy that doesn't cheat. You know what I'm saying? I didn't cheat on my last girlfriend. I really didn't, the one before that. No, I didn't cheat on my last two girlfriends. My last three girlfriends I did not cheat on.
Wow.
At all. Zero cheating.
Oh, you're just saying this because they all listen to
the last four girlfriends.
All
the girls who listen.
Girls in the comedy industry.
I can't believe it. All the girls who happen to listen to this podcast, I didn't cheat on them.
Not any of them.
No, I really didn't. Shannon, was I cheating on my last three girlfriends? Is it not a new Lewis?
It's a new Lewis.
Thank you.
It's newest.
She gets paid. Poor Shannon gets paid to say.
I'll also say these gossip YouTubers, it's like at a certain point you have to realize like something's gonna happen if you keep fucking with all these people. Like someone's gonna get
well, I mean,
fired
if that's
back.
If that's the play, which is you could sue anybody that you know, any comedian or any famous person that's getting fucked with, they're going like, oh, I can just sue them and just fuck with them back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a way to fight
if
back.
If you have money.
Yeah.
That's why they're smart to fuck with me, who, you know, doesn't have a fucking
team.
You've
been fucking with us for a long time.
You have to fuck with actual losers.
Yeah.
Us and Joe Cumia. We're the ones who can't fight back.
But the reality is, it's like, you know, you should, you know, punching down, punching up, whatever. No, you should fuck with the people who have a little bit of success, and they should be able to take it a little bit more. But I do understand, like, if my marriage was at risk and my kids were fucking dealing with, like, because some YouTuber, and it's the same dude over and over and over again, like...
How much of a following does this guy have?
Not a massive following. He's got a little bit of one, though.
He has under 900 subscribers.
That's it?
No, that's the new channel, though. His channel got nuked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, his channel got nuked. It probably wasn't a crazy amount.
Okay, still, you know.
I guess probably about 5,000 people.
He probably was making a little bit of cash. It's a big deal to him to have a YouTube channel. So having his channel nuked probably is worse than him dealing with this frivolous lawsuit, right? So maybe that'll never come to anything, but having his channel nuked where he's making, you know, his money through it, I'm sure. Because he has certain videos. He'll do these videos. If you have a video that does 250,000 views, you get a lot of money for that one video. So he's just constantly trying to catch fire with these reaction videos.
Yeah, true.
Which is a whole... It's not his style. That's a whole style on YouTube.
Of course.
Well, any video with, like, any of the Rogan sphere in it, like, gets a ton of views. That's why he probably goes after those guys.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank Meepod.com for supporting today's show. Meepod, that's spelled M-I-P-O-D. It is the best refillable vape on the market. I was just skiing this whole weekend with Alex and Harrington, and they were smoking out of their Meepods. And I'll tell you right now, it's so sleek and cool looking. They were both jewelers before this, and then they switched. It's cheaper. It's a better feel. Overall, a much better product.
Yeah, so they have the new Meepod 2.0. It's the best refillable vape on the market today. You can fill it with whatever vape juice you want, but you can also get some of their disposable vapes. They actually have one, the new Draco disposable, which vapes for 6,500 puffs. And for those of our fans that have the 420 lifestyle, hint, hint, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, they also have some options for you guys.
And also, Meepod has fast shipping. Most orders are shipping out the exact same day. So go there right now. Go to Meepod.com. That's Meepod.com. And use that promo code RAP, promo code RAP, to save 20% off your entire order. Meepod.com, promo code RAP. Okay, where were we? So, all right, let's move on. I'm going to save the... I don't want to talk shit about Kate Quigley's reaction video to her... to the OD.
Fentanyl stuff?
Kate Quigley overdosed. We have footage.
You got to pull it. We got it.
No, I can't. Go listen to it yourselves and form your own opinion. It's crazy.
Wait, does she see a video of herself?
No, she's just talking about the thing with like her gay friend, and it's just bonkers.
What we're doing right now?
Is she like yeeted up? Is she yeeted out? Like,
doggy, I don't know. Something? I was like, we'll talk about it eventually. I want to, doggy, her, it's just bonkers. Her version of whatever happened that night is like so like through the eyes of a fucking hot white chick. You're like, wow, you are fucking out of touch.
Wow.
Like she doesn't see what really happened for what it is, or like
it's bizarre.
What?
Yeah. It's just bizarre. The whole thing is bizarre. I don't really want to get into it now. We'll get into it on another show. Or we were going to talk about it on Legion of Skanks. Maybe I'll just save it for Skanks.
Yeah, I don't want footage of me existing laughing at someone else for ODing.
Yeah. All right. Zach's like, I want as few ironic clips as possible.
I listened to it and I just like her. You're like, wow, you're fucking bonkers. Like these people are dead and you're just fucking like her friends like cackling and laughing and like it's a very strange vibe to the whole video. All right, let's talk about, let's do the contest, Shannon.
Oh, I had that ready.
The event of the year.
The event of the year.
Accompany Lewis.
It's like The Bachelor. Yeah, me and Shanny love The Bachelor.
Two. Maddie Jester Scholes's thank you wedding.
Hell of a last
name. The Company Lewis and Maddie Jester Scholes' wedding cunts test. Thank you.
That was beautiful.
Fill you guys in. We obviously are taking submissions to be Lewis's date at Maddie Jester Scholes' wedding in beautiful Poughkeepsie?
Poughkeepsie, New York.
Beautiful. The destination wedding.
Metro North. Away from a lot of the...
On a Friday night at 5 p.m.
You gotta see Laugh It Up right after.
Yeah. So we've already had two submissions. Wildly beautiful.
Wow.
Whoa.
Really, really
good looking,
incredible.
Charming
women.
Can we
do a little recap or no? Can we...
You want to show them
before the rose?
Just Nikki really quick and Ivanka.
Little ooh, Ivanka.
Ivanka Trump. Ivanka.
Nikki
Ivanka.
Champagne and
I
Ivanka.
I have to leave Ukraine.
Lewis, please rescue
please
me. Here's a nude.
Take me to Poughkeepsie.
I have dreamed of Poughkeepsie since I was a little girl.
I'm tired of crying. All I want is fondue fountain.
I want to go to that one Irish pub.
I want to go to comedy club that turns into dance party so they make you leave at 11.
I want to see...
Tell you are not allowed to wear hat at the place you were just performing at.
All I want is Holiday Inn with entertainment and lobby.
You're doing,
Bobby, can I have a coffee?
You somehow went into Simon's. You were doing the tar voice.
It's me, Russian broad.
I need a coffee with a little bit of cream if we can. But so this is
Nikki Champagne.
This is Nikki Champagne.
Oh, here we go.
There we go. She's hot. She's charming.
Damn.
Thick butt.
Damn, she's got, whoa.
She's got a big arm.
Damn. Yeah, that's a man, baby.
Oh, behave.
That's a man, baby.
What a tick. Nikki Champagne is Mickey Bud Light.
she's getting, okay.
I like it.
So go to the next one real quick.
Jewish show.
I love Jews.
I like Jewish broads, so they're
I
hot.
I love the people.
Big
women.
Tits.
Women
Jew usually. Broads are hot.
I'm traumatized.
One second, I have to redown the video.
God,
okay, yeah, no, she's a hefty Nikki girl. That's a big girl.
I like it.
Strong and one. Now, Ivanka.
Get at me.
Ivanka.
If you're listening.
Ivanka. First one's hot. First one's 7.5.
Let's see, Shannon.
Yeah, 7.5. That's accurate.
Yeah, 7.5.
Ho, ho, ho!
Oh, shit.
Nice. I'm from Los Angeles.
Yeah, she's beautiful. She's from L.A., 26. Hot.
5'6", 5'9", with heels.
So all right, we got it.
Are these Skanks fans?
We got it, Shannon.
Yeah, Lewis, yeah. Lewis, you underplay yourself, dude. You fucking...
You're going to have to make that...
Everybody
you're gonna have
you
to
crush.
Restructure that sentence.
are these Skanks fans?
Period. Are these Skanks fans?
Hot. Now, is that girl like 8.7? 8.7?
Right. So those are the two girls that came in.
Accurate ratings.
Yeah.
Those are the two girls that came in.
Hot.
We have five more submissions today.
Let's go.
I think I have a chance with Champagne.
And we are deciding on who is going to be my date to Maddie Jester Scholes' wedding. Next Friday night, they're getting an all-expense-paid trip. They're getting a flight.
Ooh.
They're getting a hotel room.
Ooh.
To Jamaica! After the wedding, if you nail the wedding, you get to go to Jamaica. Nail that, you get to go to Slopes.
I just looked down at the racist live chat, and Debo85 says, 26. She looks mid-30s. Debo, you fucking virgin.
Which one? The second girl looks
mid-30?
Girl.
Fuck out of here.
Hey, Debo.
Yeah, I can go, not mid-30, maybe, late 20s, but yeah, 26,
but like girls
yeah.
like that look like that forever, you
yeah,
know? Like,
hot.
So when she's 50,
hot.
She'll look like
she's
that.
She's pretty hot.
You know?
Jenny. First one might be more fun. There was something about her.
The first one was, she's a problem. She also said she'd swallow my cum.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's a girl who'll do anything sexually, which is sick.
Second girl's going to be, you're going to have to put a little effort.
Nikki Champagne in her video goes, I can handle my liquor, which no girl has introduced herself with that sentence.
Yeah, that's just
and proved it.
Yeah. She literally, that's a red flag.
I'm a fun drunk. Anyway, my name is Nikki Champagne.
I can handle my liquor.
Hey, I can handle my liquor.
All right, Shannon, let's go to the next person.
Okay, I'm not going to read you the email. I'll just let the video speak for itself.
Let the video speak for itself.
There we go.
Hey, Lewis. This is Gingerbread Stud.
Oh, Gingerbread.
Dan St. Germain over here.
Lewis, I got to meet a true TV.
You may be asking yourself why I'm doing that. As a drop-dead sexy fucking man.
Don't have a tooth.
And the reason being is because it's pretty stupid to bring a woman to a fucking wedding.
It's true.
That means your only options are one piece of pussy. You
it's
need
true.
A good wingman with you.
I need a wingman.
I'm going to give you a few reasons.
This is good. This is good.
I love this.
Go ahead and let him go. Quiet.
Any of these nasty fucking whores.
Oh, there you go.
First reason.
Nice.
Oh, my
stay
God.
Fucking strapped. So if you got anybody fucking with you, I'll cap their ass. No questions asked.
Hell yeah.
On Baby the way Yoda. There, we can chill with some gingerbread buds.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
What's real ass may never die, gingerbread.
Roll up in this. Look at this fucking pussy magnet.
Wow.
Front wheel drive, 14 grand.
It's got cat hair on his shirt. 14%
interest, look at that.
I live in Michigan, so I could just drive right there. We go cruising, drinking beers.
This is everybody in Kentucky.
I'm the greatest fucking drunk driver in the world. Look, fucking no hands.
Oh my God.
No hands drunk driving.
And this is a promise. If I don't have three bridesmaids slobbing on your knob by the end of the night, I will suck your dick.
Yes! Oh, boy, oh, boy!
So here's the deal, Lewis. The possibilities. The pussibilities.
The pussibilities. Wow.
Oh, my God.
This guy rocks.
He showed 25 seconds left.
He showed his balls and then said pussibilities. That's good work.
You want to bring me a real-ass dude that can help get you all the fucking sniz in the world. I'm fucking already half autistic. I'll fucking act like a Make-A-Wish kid. I'll tape my eyes back, act like I have Down syndrome or some shit. Here's the thing. You may be asking yourself, why does this dude want to do this? And it's not because I want to wear your skin. It's not because I jerk off to you every night. And it is not because I want to be you. But it's because you are my lord and savior, Luis J. Gomez. Yes.
And this is how Skankfest was created.
The breaker of wombs, the destroyer of Jews, the first real-ass dude. What is real-ass may never die.
What's real-ass may never die, Gingerbread.
Also, could you please bring me a Twitch mod? Thank you.
The difference between men and
I don't know
men and women, by the way. This guy wrote a bunch, did like a bunch of angles and stuff. All the women are like, I'm hot.
Wow.
I mean,
he makes a good point.
He makes a great point.
That was a good sales pitch.
That was a great sales pitch. I was there at first. I was like, when I first saw his face, I was angry that Shannon would even bring it to the cunt test. I was angry. And then he started making all these great points about all the pussy that we could get. Shannon, you might have to get Matty Jester Skulls on the phone and see how many single eligible women are going to be there.
Yeah.
He promised three bridesmaids, not even just three regular women. Slotting he said three bridesmaids.
Your knob.
That's the highest quality of pussy at a wedding, right?
One could think it's the bride's friends, I believe.
The bride's friends, yeah.
That's this guy.
Those are the ones that are going to go the hardest.
Yeah.
Because they're jealous of their friend getting married.
Shannon, can you get Matty Jester Skulls on the phone, please?
Coffee too. And a water.
And a shot of tequila.
And a shot of
we make sure we have another producer in studio on Fridays now that we're live again, so you're not running and getting coffees for people during my show while trying to run the contest, while trying to call Matty Jester Skulls?
Yes.
You want me to grab some? I'll grab something.
I'll go grab it.
No. You guys are guests on the show. It's a whole fucking to-do. These people got to figure out their shit. It's not Shannon's fault. She should have help right now. We should have a producer here with her.
Natalie Cuomo, help.
Help with Natalie Cuomo.
Yeah. Yes. We should have help with Natalie Cuomo here.
So, the point, Shannon, do you think there's going to be a lot of single women at Maddie's wedding? This is the point.
I feel like probably not.
Shannon, are you bringing a date?
No.
What's up?
Oh, wow. When Harry met Shannon. Yeah.
What if wait, this guy, what were you going to say?
I want to note that Shannon's definitely right. Because hasn't Maddie and his chick been together forever?
Forever, yeah.
So I would assume all her friends are married.
I think that's probably the case.
There might not be an abundance of pussy.
They're 30, 31, 32, 35.
Oh, man. That's
but Maddie's been with her so long.
They've been together since they were like 20 years old.
She probably only hangs out with other people that are in long-term relationships.
That's going to be the only thing that kills his submission.
These aren't young people. These are older, weird, geriatric marrieds.
I think everything he offered was great. But I'm doubtful that there's going
to
be
Maddie
pussy.
I think you might need to import some pussy into the wedding.
What?
What'd you say?
Is Maddie there?
He's calling in. I texted him. He's at work, though, I think. So I'm just waiting for him to call in. Mm. What kind of coffee did you want, Robbie?
Just black spot.
All right, play the next video in the meantime, and let's see who's next up.
All right, let me read you this next one's email. So, morning, Lewis, Zach, Shannon, and Natalie. Here is a submission for the contest. I am highly interested and capable of banging a hot bridesmaid at Maddie's wedding with you, Lewis. I'm located in Canada, but
another guy?
No, it's not. It's a girl.
Oh, a girl.
Yeah.
Ooh, willing to pull bride. Oh my God, Gingerbread, you are getting destroyed by this. This bitch will have to be so ugly.
This chick can look like you.
Yes. As long as she's as good looking as you, she wins.
I'm located in Canada, but I caught COVID at Skankfest South, so I'm good to travel internationally
damn, this
with immunity.
Chick rocks.
Don't forget to check out my Instagram too, Cody Else Bad, for more pictures. This is from a shout out to the TTI fam. I appreciate that. And this is from Cody.
Cody. Let's see Cody.
Morning, Lewis.
Oh, she follows me.
Whoa, pause it for a second. Can I say what she's doing? Smart girl.
Yeah.
Smart girl.
Yeah.
Because
clever girl.
Clever girl. Yep. She
cleavage girl. I
great
mean, clever.
Shot right there. She said, hey, look, I'm on, you know, I'm working with what I got here.
Uh-huh.
And these are some nice tits.
Yeah.
Let me lead with this. She's got a pretty face.
Yeah.
Nice tits.
Tattoos.
But she knows what the fuck's going
good
on.
Good skin.
She does have nice skin. Can I say, though, I will say that she does have crazy girl eyes. I've dated plenty of girls with this look.
Yeah.
The craziest girl I've ever dated in my entire life looked very much like this girl. Like a lot like this girl.
The,
right?
The eyebrows. You draw your eyebrows, you're crazy.
Lewis, I feel like a lot of your fans who are women are probably pretty crazy.
I would. I don't know. I know nothing about Cody. She did go to Skankfest, which is fucking dope. She got COVID, sick. Which is fucking
dope.
She had a good time.
Yeah. She had a great time.
Maddie is on the
Tell
line.
Maddie to hold on a second.
Okay. Maddie, we're done with you.
I'm in the middle of saying something. You know, but she does have a I'm going to fuck your life up look. And I know she said nothing so far. I'm just saying she's got nice fun bags.
She's
got crazy girl eyes.
She also has that I will lick your ass face. You know, like, hey, lift up your legs.
Crazy girls go either way.
I'm going to eat your ass.
No, she'll probably be good in bed. She's offering to find chicks at the wedding, which is solid. Go ahead.
Let's see them jiggle.
Let's see.
Do you want to hear from Maddie first while he's here?
No.
I'm going to tell him to call back then.
All right.
Niagara Falls, Canada, and I'd love to be the cunt in this contest.
Wow, she's got a pretty smile.
I would describe myself as a personable stoner who doesn't take life too seriously. I am a biological woman. I'm 5'2", 130 pounds,
thick.
And basically like bite-sized arm candy to make you look even more tall and handsome.
Wow.
The thing is, Lewis, I know this isn't going to turn into a relationship. I followed your career for years, and I'm a paid subscription member of Gas.
Yes, she is.
I dab, roll joints, and I recently went California sober, so you won't have a drunk mess embarrassing you.
Oh, she's going to just get high the whole time while I get drunk? She could drive home?
I've actually sat down on a many Zoom recordings with Shannon and Maddie, and as someone that Maddie has hit on highly intoxicated, allegedly, we would annoy him for no
pause it. Hold on.
Your wedding.
Hold on, bro.
Laugh track?
He's getting
this chick wants to fuck up Maddie's wedding.
Bitch is going to fuck up Maddie's wedding. She mentioned Maddie trying to cheat on his wife with her.
You don't think that's going to come up?
Is she about to show security footage right now?
What is going on with her?
You look here, Maddie just goes, had a few drinks. Is that some highly inappropriate
thing? So this is when Maddie came out.
Maddie hit on me at a wedding. I got some footage here. I don't know. Take a look for yourself.
She was a 5'9 biological. Cold woman.
Yeah. I'm California sober, but we'll see what happened here.
All right, let's see.
I don't know. She might have lost it without.
Go ahead.
And I think Shannon would also vouch that I'm chill, respectful, and pretty fun. So fly me out to Poughkeepsie, doggy, and I guarantee that every little thing is going to be all right. And I'm also free for Jamaica, man. See you soon.
That was a Mike Fink shout out.
Those titties. She's free for Jamaica. Everything's going to be all right. I like that little thing at the end. That was great. Niagara Falls. Also, can we also, Shannon, do me a favor. I need you to look up the price of flights on Friday for all of these people from their relative hometowns.
Yeah, dude, that's a fast flight. That's
coming into consideration as well.
Yeah. Buffalo to Poughkeepsie? That's a quick one.
Oh, don't call her a buffalo. She's not that big. 130? Hell yeah. Cody's hot.
Yeah, I thought he's very hot.
She's hot. Cody's the type of chick that I meet after a show, and I'd be like, all right, I'm going to bang this chick. This is going to fucking happen. This is a straight up after show 10. It's as good as it gets.
Right?
After a show, literally as good as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great. She should go to more shows. She'd be prettier.
She looks like...
Lewis is texting. I'm looking at Grubhub going, I hope Lewis gets laid so we don't have to go out tonight.
That's hilarious. That's exactly what I did the entire time. I ordered so much food. She looks like someone in the audience. Like she looks like
and she's a real fan. Shannon, what do you think about this? Because I need some feedback. Once again, you're at our table. I'm at a table with Harrington, Alex, Shannon. Shannon's got no date. By the way, so the whole time... Oh, Ralph's at the table too?
Yes.
So Ralph's going to be Shannon's date technically. Or Brian, I guess, is your date. You're a fucking bitch. You'd fuck Brian over me, wouldn't you? You fucking pig.
No, there is no sick. Fucking happening.
You make me sick. Anyway.
I'm probably there with Ralph, though.
Anyway.
You made me sick. For this thing I invented that you said.
Yeah. I had a dream about you last night.
Yeah, yeah.
You whore.
Apologize for what you did in my dream. You bitch.
Dude, I shit you not, Kim did that.
Crazy bitches do that.
The second night, she wakes up with Sierra in the morning. She was like, I had a dream that you were an asshole to me last night. And she was legitimately mad at me all morning. And I'm like, what the fuck are you even talking about? What type of psychopath does that?
Yeah.
Like, it's a real thing that happens.
That happens all the time. Why crazy. Are they? Yeah.
Dude, I think it has something to do with astrology and Geminis and shit. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I'll tell you what, not my wife woke me up. She goes, I had a dream you cheated on me. And I went, I had the same dream.
Best comeback you can have for that.
Let's, I had a dream. Shannon, what do we think of Cody?
That give me some feedback. On me.
You think she's going to try and fuck up Maddie's wedding? Because I don't like that she threw that
I don't
in there.
Like the fact that she said that. Why would she even mention that?
I don't know why she would mention that, but I don't think she would try to fuck up the wedding. We've spent a lot of nights on Zoom drinking, and she's fun. She's fun. She's a good time. I know you'll definitely have a good time.
Shannon's liking Nurse Cody.
But just imagine the embarrassment of if anyone has any objections, speak now, forever hold your peace. Yeah. Who are you? Some whore Lewis brought from the internet? This Lewis right here?
Would you want to deal with that the whole time? That fan love? She's going to be constantly like, oh, like, when's your next show?
Well, I mean, if
like,
they're entering the contest, they're going to probably
be a fan.
Here's the thing, right? And this is when you I've hooked up with fans before, right? It's a very strange thing because they know everything about you already.
Yeah.
Everything. Like the real fans, like they know it all, you know? And they like it kind of cuts through the bullshit in a very quick way. Because they know you. So then it just becomes you sort of like finding out about them and asking about, you know, so I don't know. I'm not really.
That's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, like if it was somebody that was like wearing a Legion of Skanks t-shirt to Maddie's wedding, that'd be weird.
Yeah. I'm a go-mite.
No. Here's the other thing. These bitches have to look hot the night of the wedding. They have to come in and they have to look like, they have to be arm candy. And by the way, I will do this anytime I go to a wedding. Moving forward, I don't care if I have a full-fledged girlfriend. I'm holding a contest for wedding dates because every time I go to a wedding, I should have a new hot piece of ass on my arm.
Agree?
Yeah.
That's the needs arm candy, but don't forget, your mom OD'd on that.
Shannon, so you're leaning towards Cody.
Of all of them, I'm not sure, but I know that I do like her, and I think she would be a good choice.
Okay, good. Shannon's a very nice person. It's also who you want to hang out with the entire night, Shannon. Let's go to the next person.
Shannon should get a say, because she has to hang out with this person.
Next one is Chelsea. Hey, it's Chelsea. You know, the kind of black one.
I know Chelsea. I love Chelsea.
Chelsea.
Chelsea, listen to me.
She came to a Loud Boy show in Chicago.
Chelsea will suck my cock right off my body if I want her to.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
Now you know. No!
The little chunky one that likes her ass.
She's a little chunky one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's a skank fest. Yeah. Shout out Chelsea. Great girl.
She's a doll.
She said, I included proof of a clean STD screening done on 214. Also proof of IUD, so no condoms necessary.
Hell yeah.
I am also a Democrat.
Can I say right now? Can I tell you right now? Chelsea's coming at this with a fucking solid angle.
She knows what's going on.
Can I note that she also got an STD test on Valentine's Day, so that definitely wasn't just for this contest. She showed up to a party where she needed proof.
She spieled this twice already.
This is a copy and paste job.
Dear Orgy, I am clean.
The band.
Yeah. Here's my IUD.
Yeah.
I'm also a Democrat, so if the IUD fails, I have no problem getting an abortion.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Hey, God bless her.
Good woman. Good woman.
I'm voting for Biden again.
My kind of girl. She's my kind of girl.
She's my kind of girl. Let me tell you.
There we go.
She looks like me.
She looks like she's related to us, dude.
This video from bed because I'm a lazy piece of shit.
Hell yeah. So. Also leading with those titties.
I feel like you should pick me because Shannon and I already get along.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll make you look good to have a husky chick on your arm. Makes it look like you're a good guy. Like you're doing some make-a-wish shit.
She's playing the husky card.
I like it.
If you meet somebody else there that you want to hook up with, I can lie and say I'm your lesbian best friend.
Or my sister.
My girlfriend and I dressed up and you thought getting me out of the house and having some fun for a night would be good for me. And I can even play along with that. Go up to you guys and be like, hey, I'm Chelsea. I'm going to the bar to get something to drink. Do you guys want something? then I can make myself disappear.
Chelsea, have a little more confidence. Like, to, she started off with the whole, you can come inside of me. Yeah. You don't have to wear a condom. Chelsea, I don't want you to disappear. If you're my date to this wedding,
you're getting fucked.
You're getting fucked all night, baby girl. We bring this girl back with us.
You're getting fucked.
Go ahead.
Head in the shower while you chew pork. I mean, I'm going to listen, maybe peek out a few times, whatever. And if she's real cool, we could fuck her together.
Yeah!
There you go.
And if for some reason none of that happens, as much as you don't want to, I'll still put out. I'm not a bad person, I swear.
Chelsea needs to have more confidence.
You need to knock her down.
Can I just say something right now? I might need to just fuck Chelsea.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
I think you just fuck all four of these women.
I'm going to fuck all of these women.
This is a fake contest. This is a sham of a contest.
You're the Tinder swindler.
Oh, yeah. There's a grand prize. Yeah.
You fucking.
Listen, do those girls on Rock of Love really think they were moving in with Brett Michael? No. It was a privilege to go out on the goddamn date. I'm Big John. I will stand with my arms folded.
Yes.
Fuck okay. Yeah.
No, I mean, who knows? This could turn into love one day. I have no idea.
No, it won't.
You know, you're doggy.
It could. What are you going on based on other than statistics?
No. Yeah, other I than can't your track experience and how you guys met.
Someone's one of these chicks we're going to see in Jamaica in a Jamaica post.
Oh, so how'd you guys meet?
A podcast segment. You ever heard of a contest? She won the contest. I don't understand why that's so weird. She won. She won the contest. I do.
Baby, ever since I met you at the contest, I knew we'd be together forever.
For a long time.
When you told me I could bang anyone and you'd get an abortion.
To do next
James, do you friends. Talk to your step cunt like that?
Chelsea, I like Chelsea a lot. My problem with Chelsea, and Chelsea's a cute chick too. Chelsea fucking
yeah, for sure.
Would smash in a heartbeat, but she's got to fucking have a little bit more confidence.
Yeah, gotta have a little more confidence.
More confidence.
Like,
more confidence.
10 more seconds.
Good.
Gotta have more confidence.
I'll still put out. I'm not a bad person, I swear.
I know you're not a bad person. You're a good person.
Also,
good
I have person. Nothing better to do next weekend, so why not?
Are you embarrassed?
Mostly, I just want to hang out with Shannon.
Why don't
and
you
drink,
got plans? You didn't make any plans.
I'll cut your
come see
I
me
have
in
to.
Jersey.
She said, I'll suck your dick if I have to. That's also not the right attitude. Yeah. I want her to want to suck my cock right off my body.
Do women like sucking dick?
Yeah, they do.
Sometimes.
Turns them on.
I like eating pussy.
Yeah. I do too, but I feel like they will.
But also, if some guy said, I don't want to put my face into that slimy mess, I would kind of get it. Like, I love it. I love it.
You got you
I
take one.
I don't get
it. I like it.
Only
too.
Jamaican guys would eat pussy. Like, supposedly.
Yeah. No, I mean, I get if a girl's like, I don't want a guy's dick in my mouth and him to come in my mouth. I understand if a guy's like, yeah, I don't want to fuck it. I understand weirdly. I'm like,
yeah.
All day I'll eat pussy.
Yeah.
But I do weirdly get it. It's a very personal thing. And like, what turns me on about fucking oral sex is that it's kind of dirty. It's not like, part of the appeal is that it's kind of fucking, you're nasty. You're shoving my cock down this girl's throat.
Yeah, there's like
I'm coming on her face most often.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty
keep
sick.
Keep going. I'm getting bricked up, baby.
Blowjobs kind of slap. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
Blowjobs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the greatest thing in the world.
It's the best.
It's the fucking appetizer to the meal. Who doesn't like appetizers?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the next one, Sorry. Shannon.
Of course you related back to food. Yeah, like this is almost as good as an appetizer.
Hey, a blowjob for the table. Yeah. Can we get the blowjob sampler with let's get barbecue wings.
Let's get the tour of oral sex.
Go ahead.
Next one is Cassidy. Hi, I don't know if this if it's too late for any more submissions, but I figured I'd throw in mine. I love Gas Digital. You guys are great and would love to meet some of you. P.S. I didn't throw my age in, but I'm between the ages of legally fuckable and 25, LMAO.
Jesus.
Uh-oh, be careful here. That's
what state is this from?
Legally fuckable, what does that mean?
Be careful, D'Elia.
Yeah, yeah.
Time out.
You're legal.
Also, I'm a solid arm wrestler and raised by Canadian rednecks slash crackheads.
A lot of Canadians.
So I know how to party.
Because they're nice.
My friends call me the queen of cunts, so I figured this contest was perfect for me. Thanks for reading. I love you all, but especially Shannon. You're seriously awesome. I love the thing is ding.
Oh. That's a
ding. Okay.
my name is Cassidy, and this is my submission for the contest.
I will say she looks strong.
I've been a fan for a really long time. Enjoyed the show. Lewis, you're funny as fuck. Yeah, I think it would be a cool experience to go to the wedding. I'm pretty cool. I don't know. Well, I think I am anyways.
Like the beauty marks on her tits.
I'm pretty chill. Smoke a lot of weed, so I don't talk too much in group situations, except when spoken to, like a good woman.
Oh, she's a dominatrix.
Wine, but I-
You've broken all these women already.
What do you mean?
They're all broken mentally.
Yeah. They're like, well, I'll submit. I'm a trad
wife. How have you created this world, Lou? You've created the perfect
world. Can I tell you my problem? She's cute.
So is A. Hefner.
She's cute, but she's doing, like, I'm only seeing a really small portion. I feel like she's hiding a lot.
I feel like
she's hiding a lot. And here's the thing. Once again, I don't mind a thick chick, but I need her to be confident about it.
Confident.
I need some honesty here.
Yeah.
So I don't wanna let's see where it goes. Maybe she'll fucking get wild here.
She can handle my wine, but not like bitches say when they can handle their booze. Fucking drink like a normal person. And when I get too drunk, I stop like a normal person.
I'm normal.
What else can
I'm
I say?
Normal. I'm definitely
like
normal.
Like MMA. I talk about MMA for a good couple hours. It's my jam.
Oh, she seems sweet.
She does seem sweet.
Very sweet. Smoke weed, said that already. I'm already pretty stoned.
She likes to smoke weed.
Probably not a good idea to start drinking before this, but, you know, fuck it.
I'm a normal person. Just drinking
in the morning.
Don't need a cup. Don't need right out the bottle.
Yeah. Like a normal person, just grabbing a bottle of wine.
Very normal.
Can't get through a two-minute video without fucking taking a swig out of the old.
Background, you hear, Mommy, I need breakfast.
I'm making a video for a contest.
I'm telling Lewis I'm normal. I can handle my booze.
Mommy, why is there peanut butter on your toes right now?
Shut up! Watch the Sebastian special.
Good.
So it'd be cool to get out of Canada. I'm double vaxxed, so I'm ready for that. Only reason why I'm double vaccinated is so I can get the fuck out of here. Welcome to Nazi Germany. But, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She got flagged for cool.
Crypto-republicanism. I like it.
And already then. I think that's all I have to say. Later.
She's sweet. Uh-oh.
Whoa.
In terms of wedding de-escalation tactics...
Pause it for a second. What the fuck just happened? Seems like she stopped the video and she did another video before this where she was breaking down how she was going to hurt people at this wedding.
That was actually supposed to be sent to her like tactical team. Like, all right, so we got Lewis on the hook. In terms of de-escalation tactics, we're going to send in the whores, flank him with more tits, and then we're going to send a red-headed bearded guy.
But just make sure everyone's normal.
We're all normal, right? Okay. And Brett, why are you so not normal?
Go ahead.
In the art of winding down creepy drunk uncles and over-emotional women. It's priceless art, and I can safe to say I've mastered it. So that also comes in handy. And if at the end of the night, Lewis is drunk enough, I might sexually assault him if he's lucky. So there's that.
Hell yeah. Okay.
I'd also like to segue and add this in, that Shannon, I love you. You remind me of my aunt before she went back to the crack, and I would love to meet you.
Wow.
Legit called Shannon.
She's a little crazy.
Crackhead.
And honestly, she was cute. No, she was a cute chick and a nice chick.
Yeah, pretty eyes.
I just feel like she didn't stand out enough in this competition.
You know what this contest has taught me? These sanctions have fucked Canada up. These girls are desperate to go anywhere. These whores haven't left the house in 3 years.
Hey, why are you going there? Why you want to leave? Oh, I'm going to Lewis's wedding, please.
It's a Colin Tyrell.
Sorry.
Oh, shit. Bobby. We go. Bobby, he's got to put more money in my meter. He has to. He must. He has my card, too.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, she don't got it the last one. But she's sweet.
She seems nice. She should hit me up.
I want to see the first one again.
Lewis, why don't we do Canada more often?
Yeah, seriously. A lot of desperate whores in Canada, apparently.
Is this it? Are there more?
How many more, Shannon? One or two?
One more.
All right, let's see.
Okay, the next one is from Whitney.
Oh, you can come at my pussy if you want.
Oh, yeah.
So hers... Do you hear a repeat back? No, right?
No.
Okay. So she... She's responding to me because I had to reach out to her. It was a whole thing. But she said, side note, I think you and I would have fun at the wedding, meaning me. We could gang up on Lewis the whole night. I got your back, girl.
Like sexually? Or no, she's like trying to... Yeah, oh, she's trying to... No, she's trying to fucking be a dick to me with you.
Girl power like, bullshit.
I don't like this shit. I don't like any... I'm so she, so so
don't,
you
don't,
know...
Don't show the video. Don't show the video.
Honestly, I'm debating how to show the video.
Let's look at the first one again in slow motion.
Doggy, I mean, I'm debating not even showing this video.
I think I should show it.
It's infuriating. How dare her?
Wow.
Girl
power, we'll be together. Yeah.
No, I need somebody to make me look like the fucking man. There's a whole point of this.
Maybe she was just saying that to make sure that I played it, and she really just like hates me in real life.
Go ahead.
Stop trying to turn us back.
Okay.
Okay.
My name's Whitney. I'm from Portland, like Oregon. I'm 34 years old, and I am 5'10". I am submitting this video because I would love to go on a date with you to the wedding. Mm. This is so out of my wheelhouse. I don't usually put myself out here like that, like, or make videos of myself. The only reason I really am is because I think that we would just vibe really well.
Wow, she likes me.
Such a fun time
together.
She's
cool.
She is cool. She's hot, too.
She's hot.
She really, really likes me.
We vibe. We mean her at chemistry together from the contest. I'm not going to lie, Liz. I'm shocked at how hot these women are. I thought they was all going to look like Zach.
If you bring this lady to the wedding, you know a biker is going to show up. And like try to take her back.
God, when you order Natalie Hell's Angel. Wish.
Oh shit. Wow, that was good.
Thanks. I would love to try to make you laugh. I would love for you to make me laugh. I think that it would be a very like mutual friendship. I've never been to New York, so it would be like such a cool thing for me to like come out and like see the East Coast, because I have predominantly been on the West Coast my entire life. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to see like the responses on these videos, see the other girls that submitted. And
she seems like the literally the most level-headed one out of everyone that submitted.
Which is kind of at her fault. She wants you to wine and dine her. Oh, take me to Central Park. Get the fuck out of here.
The fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. You're trying to crack out one of these
Oregon.
Chicks. The fuck out of here. She's adorable. She's hot, but you know.
I like the girl with the massive chest tattoo. She's grounded. She's the most grounded one of them.
Look at the fucking dream catcher you have tattooed on your tits. Do you see Dinner and Dancing in there? Yeah.
I saw three cats pass in the background. I don't know.
She's level headed.
Yeah, she's grounded. She's a normal chick, finally.
Quick little video of me, like, being as real as possible, that you kind of see that we would have a lot of fun together. Anyways, I'm really looking forward to it, and I hope that I will be talking to you guys soon.
Hell yeah, she's cute. Nice.
I like her. I like her.
She's very cute. Very
she's
cute.
She's very cute, big, beautiful
level,
tattoos.
Level-headed. I like it.
I don't know what to do here.
Is her left arm the American flag? Because that's a different kind of scary chick that probably fucks good. Yeah. Girls with patriotic tattoos.
Yeah. Is this it? Or
I think that was it.
More submissions later on in the week.
Oh, no, it's a sailboat.
This is it. This is it.
Yeah, that's it.
Can we please see number one and number two quickly? Or no?
Number two.
Number two.
I mean, look, I'll tell you right now, I think I know my top three right now.
What are they? Are you not at liberty to say?
Top three right now.
Deal.
I don't know.
We have so much options. So many options. Puss.
All right, I got to be honest with you, Lou. My favorite after all that is still Nikki Champagne.
Nikki Champagne.
I like Nikki Champagne.
That's number two or number one?
That was number one. The
why don't we show Robbie I want to hear Nikki's full video again and Ivanka's full video again. This is actually really difficult.
And that's not a dig on any of the women. Everybody has benefits here.
All of the women are fucking cool. They're all hot. They all fucking seem like I'd have a good time with them. This is the reality.
Yeah, they're all fun. They all seem like they have fun, which is cool.
Chelsea and the other girl that started off with the tits seem like they'll be a really good time.
They're basically like madams at like a whorehouse. They're like, oh, I'll hook you up with any woman you want.
Let's see. Oh my God!
Nikki Champagne has a certain je ne sais quoi.
I just said this bit like I said any other bit, and now I'm sitting here and I'm genuinely fucking torn.
Yeah.
So who am I bringing to Maddie's wedding?
You are really the bachelor, dude.
I'm actually I don't know what to do here.
Dude, you're the bachelor, dude.
Dude, you're the fucking bachelor, dude.
Fucking
bachelor.
You want to see Nikki's full video?
Good. Let's see. Good. We'll show Nikki's full video again.
Nikki Champagne.
Oh, hi. Don't mind me. Got home.
Yeah. Oh, there's that je ne sais quoi.
I'll enter your contest. Or should I say contest?
Well, I heard the je ne sais quoi on my face.
I'm Canadian, so I'm a little bit ethnic, you know? Spice it up a little. You can call me the cunt from Canada's capital. Hey.
She does rule.
Hey, I gotta give it to her.
She rules.
This is who you want at a wedding.
Why does she... She has Brendan Schaub's arms. She's got a wagon for an ass.
She looks like me.
But she's got, like, legit fucking Schaub arms.
That pause, she looks like Chris from The Sopranos a little bit. But, look, I think she's hot. I like her. Yeah, her vibe.
All right, go to the next one. Go to Ivanka.
Ivanka's wildly hot.
Yeah. Ivanka's here. Can I tell you right now?
Ivanka seems cold in personality.
Ivanka's so hot that it's making it difficult.
Yeah. Ivanka's hot, but I don't know. What were you gonna talk about?
Wait for dude. That's insane.
Yeah.
Hi, Louis. This is Ivanka. I'm from Los Angeles, California. 26 years old, 5'6", 5'9", with heels. Just want to give you a reference in case you do choose me your date. But I just finished hearing your episode, Friday night episode, and no one has submitted anything. So hopefully I'm the first one and last.
Chucky so doll in the background? Is that a Chucky doll?
Look how funny she is. Shut the fuck up. She's hilarious.
I'm sorry. I'm giggling.
You're not having a meet and greet, so... I was going to dress up as a server and sneak backstage to meet you. Or you could just choose me as your date.
Pause. I like a girl that says, I'm meeting you no matter what.
Yeah, I was dressed like a server. Or I can just walk up to literally anyone in the venue and go, hi, I'd like to meet Lewis.
Hey, Lewis.
Like, she needs to have a plan. Like, it's fucking Inglorious Bastards.
Yeah. So she thinks she's the Pink Panther?
And she's trying to kill Hitler.
Yeah. Lewis, tell her.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
You're going to have to pick her. Because, listen, the whole contest, let's just be frank. Who do you want to fuck?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
One mission. Fucking podcasters.
You're going to have to crack out Ivanka. She's hot. I think that was a Chucky doll. She's probably.
The rest of them.
I want 100 used condoms from the funniest man in New York and LA. And I will not rest till I get my condoms.
100 racist talk show hosts.
I mean, you could pay them all to come, right? If you want. Like, you could pay them all to come out.
No, but that's Maddie's wedding.
I get one date for Maddie's wedding.
They all have to split the plate.
Could I choose two? Am I allowed to bring two dates? Because I could just choose two.
You could be like Bruce Wayne with, like, a girl on both your
arms. No, you have to pick one.
Shannon doesn't want to have to deal with more than one of these whores.
Call Maddie now. Call Maddie. I need his opinion. I need his opinion on this. This is a fucking big deal.
Yeah, also, let's find out the amount of free-range pussy that will be at the wedding already, because that's important. Yeah.
That's the reason we called Maddie initially.
Cage-free, free-range, organic pussy.
Yeah, exactly. No pesticides.
Pusticides.
My favorite thing about Nikki Champagne was, oh, hi, didn't see you there. At the top of her video.
Yeah.
That's fun. A little skit.
All right. So here's it.
Why does she listen to you?
Why do any of these women listen to you?
Doesn't make any
sense. The hotter they are, the more of a red flag in a weird way. What the hell are you doing listening to Lewis?
I get the last three wackos, but I don't understand why the fuck Ivanka listens to you. That makes absolutely no fucking sense. She might try to kill you. She might be a nut. I don't know.
I feel like the chat love Cody and Nikki. The chat are going apeshit for Cody and Nikki right now.
Cody,
you know what?
Cool.
I want some opinions right now. The fans' opinions matter to me, too. 573-GASLINE. Give me a ring. Who do you think should win this cunt test? I'm taking it all into account right now. Shannon, I want your opinion, obviously, because you are going to be at the table right now. You know, I have my favorites right now. I'll tell you my favorites.
Go for it. I want to hear.
Nikki Champagne.
Yeah.
Ivanka.
Ooh.
Cody. The last girl's almost in terms of, like, her personality seemed real. If I had to hang out with a chick for just, like, going out and having a fucking cup of coffee, I feel like she seems pretty fucking cool, right? Like, it's just a cool chick.
Ooh.
The other ones were either nervous or putting on a fucking show.
Right.
She was actually like, just seemed, that's her. That was 100% her. So I was actually leaning toward her because Cody.
All runner-ups can DM me as a prize. @RobbieGoodwin on Instagram.
Now, the fun thing is going to be to go on these girls' Instagrams and see what other Coos Hound comedians already all follow them.
They all do.
Probably me.
they do.
Oh, it's great when a hot girl adds you, and you're like, oh my God, I bet she's a fan. And then you're like, oh, nope, Norman's following her.
Followed by Shane M. Gillis. Mark
Norman every time.
I fucked her.
Hey, comedy.
Pussy.
Contest.
This is a fan.
A fan. 573 Gasline. Who should I choose for this cunt test?
Oh, it's Cody and Nikki all the way. There is no other clear choice other than those two.
Why do you say that, sir? And what's your name? Where are you from?
Oh, this is Debo. I'm from Missouri.
Debo from Missouri. Hell yeah. Why do you say that? Why do you like those girls? But here's the thing. What if I can't bring two girls? What if I can only bring one? And also, are Cody and Nikki willing to bang each other? This is also otherwise, I'm just fucking setting myself up for a fucking whole shitstorm.
A whole shitstorm.
That is the perfect outcome. Those two bang each other. They bang you. That's a win-win.
That is a win-win.
There we go.
Also, you're matching the best tits with the best ass. You're Frankensteining the woman.
Thank you for calling, Debo. You just won Chelsea from the contact information.
Give Young Guns a good review. We'll give you Chelsea.
Thank you, Debo. Loved you on Friday.
Hey, Debo.
Do we have Maddie on the phone yet? I got to get Maddie. This is going to be the only bit we do on the show today. Wow, we didn't even get to fucking world news.
This is a good bit. I'm horned up. I'm not going to lie to you.
What?
Another fan.
Another fan. 573 Gaslight.
Really holding your penis
who down. Should win the contest? I need everyone's feedback here. What do we think?
Yo.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, yo, my name's Ray. I'm calling from Boston.
All right, Ray, what do you think here?
There's no way in hell that Ivanka chick listens to this show. So you need to go with Nikki and Cody.
Ivanka just preference Googled is Cody. Free flights.
Nah, someone said in the chat, that bitch is just trying to get famous, and that's for sure what's trying to happen.
You think she's trying to get famous? Yeah, do you think climbing through the Luis J. Gomez path of the age?
No, but the accusing Luis J. Gomez of rape at a wedding has a real fucking...
Hey, it's worked for a few other people, right?
Accuse Admit. Describe.
Call Ivanka and make her name her three favorite bits from the show.
Ooh. Yeah.
Can we call any of these girls right now?
I don't know. I don't know if we can call them. It's not that easy, guys. It wasn't that well thought
out. I love Scamadat Jew. I love...
But yeah, Team Cody all the way. I'm out of here, guys.
Thank you very much. No,
peace, baby.
Thank you.
You just want the big Canadian bitches.
You want Chelsea.
You can arm wrestle with that big Canadian lady.
Yeah. One night of arm wrestling with a Canadian bitch. Yeah,
before she jerks you off, she turns her hat around and puts a thumb on top.
She'll take you for a ride in her big rig.
Yeah. Do you like my Yo Kratom stickers?
Oh, my God, dude.
All right. Go ahead. Anybody else, Shannon? 573 Gasline. Who do you think I should take to Maddie Jeff Skull's wedding? I think we're probably down to the top three, which is Cody, Ivanka,
and Nikki.
And Nikki, right?
Cody, Ivanka, Nikki. Ivanka, that guy brought up a great
point.
Yeah. However, let's note, and you were correct, Ivanka had a Chucky doll.
Yeah, that's so true. That's what I'm saying.
So she might be a weird chick.
That might just mean she's Hispanic, though.
Oh, yeah. She might have a Hispanic toddler, which also... plays to your favor.
There you go.
Yeah.
She just Googled men named Lewis with free flights, and that's how she found it.
Can I say that I have other information?
Oh.
Wait, what?
I feel like I should not present any of the other information that I have.
Is this the twist in the Bachelor?
No, I've already fucked all of these women.
I agree with Lewis. If it's not, it's like a court case. If it's not knowledge that's been presented to the jury,
it's not.
It
I feel like
count.
It's non-admissible.
You cracked out one of them.
Can I whisper? Can I whisper the information to you, Zach?
Can I play telephone?
Yeah. There's two pieces of information. Two pieces of information.
Just whisper the microphone. Ivanka is hot. Ivanka is really hot. I cannot divulge this information to the whole court.
Dougie, I have to fuck Ivanka.
I'm pretending the other ones even have a chance.
I was going to say... No. All right, come here. A couple of things. Here, guys. World News with Mike Figgs. We're live in the Ukraine. Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler's in the Ukraine right now. He's on the ground. A building was just bombed. We're here with the Ukrainian business owner.
He's doing it. He's defeating Putin.
Don't bomb my power plant.
Thank you, Mr. Sandler.
It's me, Hubie Ukraine.
Oh, you're my Hubie Ukraine.
Hubie Ukraine.
You, we're back.
All right.
So and our winner, Ivanka.
Clip it.
Oh, man.
All right, so Zach.
Nikki, get at me.
Zach.
Okay, we presented the information.
You don't have to pick somebody. Give me an opinion on the contest without divulging the information, and without picking a winner necessarily. But knowing those two facts that I just gave you.
Yes, they're very,
two facts.
Game changers.
Game changers.
Can you write it down and pass it to me? I promise I won't say anything.
No,
I will. Will you?
Trust me. Just trust me.
Okay.
Given the information provided, I personally would still go Nikki.
You just go Nikki.
Because she seems like the most fun.
Yeah.
But I'm not thinking for my dick.
Yeah. It's not just about my dick.
I'm thinking
it's
for
your...
It's
about the experience of the table.
It's about my nipples, too. I like it when they suck on them.
You think Nikki's a man?
Here's the thing.
She did have Shaw arms.
I think Ivanka's the winner.
All right. In my opinion. Do we have Maddie on the phone yet or no? Damn it.
I mean,
because let's also consider, where is Nikki from? Canada, right?
Nikki's from Canada, Ivanka's from LA, and where's Cody from?
Canada.
With Zach's dick.
Shannon, what is... look up the flight prices.
It's approximately $200.
It's Pierce.
That's it? Nice. Round trip?
I didn't look that up.
Well, either I'm keeping them, Shannon?
Oh, wait, let me think.
Dick likes wrestling? Oh, it is round trip. Dick likes horror?
It's between like 182 to 266, depending.
Spooky time.
For round trip. Guys, I'm
trying to find Buffalo to Poughkeepsie. Wow, I don't
know. Okay, what about that's what about LA on Friday?
Hold on. Now we're literally putting a monetary
that you have to consider. You have to consider how much that's going to be, and obviously not first class, not back of the plane. Shannon.
Economy plus.
Shannon.
That's good.
Calm the fuck down. Exit row. Exit row, Shannon.
It's between 211 and 285.
Oh, no. Is there another show starting right now?
Hold on one second. Hold on.
It's impossible. What show starts at 1250?
What's going on? Hold on. Coming back.
Relax. Bobby, hold on.
Oh, my God. Hold on. It's okay.
Yeah, it's part of the problem. Bobby's stopping it.
Bobby will stop. It's part of the problem.
What is this?
Bobby stopping.
That's so funny. We just cut to another show. People at home are all so
we should know. We come back. We should be like, all right, thank you. We'll see you on Friday. Yeah.
You lucky bitch.
I can't believe you chose her.
Hold on. Wait.
Dude, are you fucking serious? Why did you tell us that?
Yeah.
And the whole time you just say,
yeah. We have 9 minutes. All right, hold on. Cut the mics for a second. Cut the mics.
All right, are you ready to start? I just started.
All right, hello, we're back. Hey.
Hey.
All right, hey, guys. So, anyway.
My cock is rock hard.
I'm just horny now. I'm just horny.
I'm going to have to stay here and be on Without a Country because I'm not standing up.
The jury has...
I've never gotten two facts that made my dick hard and soft again. Yeah. Like a Hitler salute I just did.
Like, I feel like I have to shit because it's just a lot of, like, the muscles, everything's going crazy.
We're just pretending we're considering anything and we're just getting horny. Yeah.
This is crazy.
So, the show's got to end here in a minute, okay? We have to make a decision here.
Guys, people need to hear Dave talk about politics. Let's pick what slut Lewis brings. And Dave can talk about the Ukraine.
So the Ukraine, NATO, when you think about it, NATO.
Libertarian.
We're talking about real important things here.
This is fucking... Shannon, give me your feedback here, Shannon. Maddie obviously isn't getting back on the phone.
No.
Yeah, Shannon, your opinion is very, very, very important because you have to hang out with this coos.
Yeah, so I have like two different opinions, like my selfish opinion and then my opinion for Lewis. So my selfish opinion is I already like kind of know Cody and I know I would have fun with her. That's like my selfish opinion. Mm. My opinion for Lewis is I feel like it's best for you to pick Ivanka.
Ooh. We're all thinking what Lewis is doing.
There is no third wild card. There is no the first
Nikki Champagne isn't throwing
Nikki Champagne.
Nikki Champagne's my preferred.
No, I love Nikki Champagne. I think she's fucking great. I really do. I love them all. They're all great. I'm actually impressed with my ability to pull hot snizz.
I am too.
Yeah, you got some good snizz.
But I have other information.
extenuating circumstances.
Do you think that...
Hold on. Here's the thing. While we were on that little break, I gave Robbie and Figs the information that I have.
Oh, boy.
No, it's nothing crazy here.
No, I'm just saying.
And there's a couple factors. But when you consider everything... What would you choose?
Ivanka.
Ivanka was the third shooter.
Okay. I would definitely choose Ivanka, but I'm thinking of a third because the Ivanka information sounds too good to be
true. The fuck up.
You can't tell Figs anything.
No, I didn't say anything. Okay. No, with the information. The information could have been that she's an amazing chef. The information could have been that she.
You're ruling out things.
The information could have been she has tons of money, right? Whatever, right? Which is crazy. What's the red flag? What's the red flag with Ivanka? If you can't think of one, it's Ivanka.
How about negatives on each of them? Ivanka, too hot.
Too hot. Might kill you.
I don't know if my dick will work because she's so hot.
Might be a murderer. She's too.
But it doesn't matter because she's your fan. She'll love you no matter what.
Too perfect.
It's too much.
Okay.
The other one, the other girl, she's out. The other girl on the ship, we found out about her.
All right. Negatives for Cody.
Yeah.
Not Ivanka.
Yeah, not Ivanka.
If Ivanka throws in the Chucky doll, I think she should get it.
Let's just say that the tard up front, what's his name, Scissor? Let's say he's got a lot of information on Cody, and he's out.
I think, here's the thing, we gotta end this right now. After I consider it all, these girls are fucking all beautiful, they're all amazing, it was a close fucking race, but I gotta be honest with you, I think your winner's Ivanka.
Yeah.
I think the winner's Ivanka. What am I gonna do?
Ivanka, you just won.
He's on fire.
We just won a round trip to Matty Relinsky's wedding. Congratulations, Ivanka.
The moral of the story is personality doesn't matter, but it can get you far.
Yeah.
I mean, it can get you to second or third place.
Yeah. It can get you on a podcast at 11 a.m.
Look. Look, it was a close race. There's a lot of things to consider. These girls all fucking tried very hard. Ivanka is very beautiful. She seems like a very, very nice girl. When you consider everything.
Listen, they're all winners in my
book. All the things that we know about all these girls, all the things that we, you know, it's not exactly what everyone just presents, okay? Yeah. I think the obviously clear winner is Ivanka, and I will be seeing Ivanka at Maddie Jester Skull's wedding next Friday.
Yeah!
Wow.
I'm very excited.
What else is she winning the package?
She
Skankfest tickets, anything?
No, we'll see how she does it the way.
All-you-can-eat buffet.
She wins a slot doing comedy at Skankfest. She's roasting me.
We really enjoyed the show. This is a lot of fun. Go support all these guys. We will we'll get Paco to come as well and do a video blog at the wedding.
Hell yeah.
And it'll be a lot of fun.
Young Guns.
Please support Young Guns. Don't forget, rate, review, and subscribe. Get these guys on the fucking charts. They're our boys.
Thank you so much.
Hell yeah. All right, you guys are the best. We'll be back on Monday with another great episode of your favorite podcast.
Thank you.
Good night.
That's all, folks.